everyone. Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett, as you can tell by the ugly sweater, it's that time of year. It's time for our annual rundown of the holiday events happening right here in the city of Farmington. With me is Visit Farmington Executive Director Tanya Stinson, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce Jamie Church, and we're going to run down the entire calendar of things for you and your family to do this Christmas season. Make those special memories, get out, get involved, and check out the calendar at farmingtonnm.org. Hey everyone, welcome to the holiday edition of the Mayor's Table. With me today are my friends. Every year we do this episode.
We do. It's a tradition.
It's an important episode for folks to know what's going on over the next couple of months as we bring in all the great holiday cheer. So with me today, to my left, is the CEO of the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, Jamie Church.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Got my antlers on. Festive.
And across from me is, of course, our Executive Director of Visit Farmington, Tanya Stinson.
Good morning. Hello. Good. Thanks for having us again.
Well, I'm excited. This is one of my favorite episodes, my favorite time of year. Yeah. I like to celebrate the holidays and then my birthday. So it all rolls in together. I won't tell you when it is.
I was going to say, when is your birthday?
I'm not going to announce that on air.
All month. It's birthday month.
Oh, okay.
People don't have birthdays, right?
Birthday month. Thank you, Tanya.
Yeah,
I'm going to make sure my family understands this.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we are here today to talk about all the events that are going to be going on. And really, I want to make sure we start this episode by telling people that they could watch and take notes if they wanted to. Or they could go to farmingtonnm.org, where Tanya and her team have put together what I believe is one of the best and most comprehensive event calendars, maybe anywhere.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's incredible.
We appreciate that.
All the organizations out there who may be watching need to know that if they're having events, they need to submit those to Visit Farmington, and our staff will make sure that they get on the calendar.
Yes, absolutely. That's something we committed to back in 2015 when we're having some meetings, and there needs to be one comprehensive place, because back then our calendar was tourism-driven events, and we said we will open it up. We will be the one-stop shop for a community calendar. Anything that happens in San Juan County, New Mexico, event, meeting, you don't have to be a Visit Farmington member to be on the events calendar. You just have to go to the submit an event link and fill it out.
And there it is.
There it is.
And it is so easy. And, you know, the Chamber years ago used to do a calendar, community event calendar. But you all are doing, when you started that calendar, it's so good and it's so comprehensive. We just send everybody to that calendar. I think we actually have a link to that from our Chamber page because it's so good. And there doesn't need to be lots of different calendars. It's just great if there's one central place where everyone can go.
And stuff is added almost daily.
Yes.
So you should visit it daily, right? You never know what new and if there's updates. So you want to check and make sure.
Right.
Refresh your browser, clear out the cache so the new information pops up.
Have you made this into an app? Have we thought about making it into an app?
So it's not an app, but there is an app from the calendar to download it into your calendar if there's an event.
Oh.
I know you and I had talked about that at one point.
We probably did.
So it's new. I don't know that it works perfectly, but it is there. So
Can you select the kind of events you want to put in your calendar? You just select it would put
so
all the
it's next
into
to each individual event listing.
Click the calendar
that
icon
one.
And then it will put it
right
in your calendar.
Now keep in mind if the event updates or changes, it's not going to go into where you've downloaded it into your calendar and make the change. But yes, that is available.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Well, let's dig into this.
Okay.
Because we've got lots to do. And I know, you know, we have Thanksgiving and then there's Black Friday, which of course, huge shopping day, but we have a focus on our local businesses and that starts on the 25th with Small Business Saturday.
Correct. That is the 25th. So that first weekend after, not the first weekend after Thanksgiving, but the 25th. And so it's just a way for us to remind people, if you can find and do your Christmas shopping or your holiday shopping locally, please do it. And sometimes you think, well, I don't know if the particular stores in Farmington have exactly what I want. Well, there's gift certificates. You can go online. But these small businesses, this is the time of year. They really count on people shopping with them. This is their big season too. So If you have any questions about what is available, they reach out to the chamber. We'll connect you with, and even if they're not a chamber member, but you're just looking for a particular gift, let us know. We'll see if we can find a local merchant who can help you out.
No, oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And it's, and we're tying this together with a holiday art walk downtown. But if you go on to farmingtonnm.org and look at Small Business Saturday, there's a listing of small businesses that are participating in that event.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be, let's see, were they doing something at each one of those shops?
Oh, for the art walk?
Well, maybe for the art walk. I didn't know if there was something going on at each one of these businesses. But either way, a great listing of local businesses, mm-hmm. so people know and can go and visit them and That's buy right. things for their friends
and a lot
family.
Of fun things going on downtown. I think movies showing, is that mm-hmm. correct, at the Toe Talk?
Mm-hmm.
And just different activities. So a lot of reasons to go
down downtown
there.
Yeah. And shop local, support your local businesses. And it's, like I said, it's very important because then we, you know, we go to our local businesses for support throughout the year. I know a lot of teams and sports teams and events and nonprofits go and ask for help and sponsorships, mm-hmm. which the businesses are happy to do because that's what makes quality, that's what makes Farmington and our area a great place
sure.
to live. But we have to support those businesses. And so.
Right. And downtown is super important, but we have these businesses all across town,
oh, yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
Lots to choose from. Yep. A lot of great small locally owned businesses in Farmington.
That's such a great point, Jamie. And I don't know if it gets reiterated enough, the way that cycle works. You know,
right.
I mean, these are the local businesses that are supporting all these extracurricular
Everything.
Activities. And
they get hit up so
they
many
do,
times.
By everybody.
By everybody.
Yeah, because they'll have employees that are, you know, their kids are mm-hmm. involved in these things. And so, yeah, really important that we take advantage of this opportunity and go out and celebrate them, and not just this Saturday, by the way, but any day of the week
sure.
that you're looking for stuff to buy here local. So
that's right.
Right, awesome. So 25th, Small Business Saturday.
Yes.
Then we have the Festival of Trees starting.
Yes.
On that next week.
I do.
Yeah. So this is a big, that's why I wore my Grinch shirt.
I know, like, you're going to be there to yep. kick some of that off, right? The tree lighting.
Right.
I'm going to be reading.
The storytelling.
Yes. Yeah, storytelling is going to be done. So this starts on the 28th. My office is participating in this. They'll have a big tree there. And if you've never been to the Festival of Trees, it's at the Civic Center. It is the most fantastic display of amazing I mean, people who put these Christmas trees together are just amazing.
They are very talented.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, there was one that was made out of Legos one year, and I was like, are you joking? You know, I mean, it's they do such great work. And so thank you to all the businesses and individuals who put in the effort to create these amazing trees. And you go and you can, I think you can use a bid on the trees. Or
you put in your ticket.
You put your ticket and you buy tickets
to
win
the trees. Hoping they'll
draw you to win
it. That's right.
Right, yep. And they have a number of different events throughout that week, both for seniors. I know they're doing one event that's just for senior citizens that's coffee with the trees for seniors, and I think that's mm-hmm. great. Then last year I took my grandson to the story time, or the teddy mm-hmm. bear tea, and that was such a fun event. And then they have their gala. They did that last year, but it was so popular and such a success, they're doing the gala again, and I think they might still be selling tickets for that. So that is on the 2nd. But there's a number of events all week long for
sure.
every single age mm-hmm. group, so it's really a wonderful event.
Now let's go through that real quick. So Presbyterian Medical Services is the host
yes.
of this event every year. It's a big fundraiser for their organization. Tuesday, it opens up with at 5:30 to 8:30, and it will roll until Saturday at noon. So it's open each day, pretty much most of the day. Mm-hmm. The drawing for the trees is held Sunday at noon, and they will tree pickup happens on that Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Now, when is the... I think it was Tuesday that we're going to be doing the story time where we get to read the Grinch. And then it breaks down on Wednesday, lunch with the trees. Then they have a barbecue pork sandwich for lunch. Story time, with me is at 5:30. Tree lighting is the next night, which will be the city of Farmington's tree lighting of the big tree out in Civic Center Plaza. That's at 6 p.m. There will be additional entertainment that goes along with that until 6:30. And then you have the teddy bear story time on Thursday. Family night that evening, and Friday the coffee break and the senior social, and then the sleigh ride. Have you guys done the sleigh ride?
There's no, but that sounds awesome.
I hear it's
fun.
Really
I've
fun.
I've heard it's fun too.
I love that.
Yeah, and that's
really
downtown
fun.
Farmington. It's $10, and you can reserve your seat on the farmingtonnm.org website. It says reserve your seat here.
There's probably a link, I bet. It takes you right to a place to buy it.
And then on Saturday, it's the Festival of Trees Gala at 5:30. So, yeah, this is why this event calendar is so important.
That's right.
Just think of all those things going on for one special event. And thank you to Presbyterian Medical Services for putting all this on.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool.
It's a fun event. Look forward to it every year.
Yeah. Anything else going on that week besides the... Well, there's a lot more.
I was going to say, other than that's just getting started.
Is this my segue into the parade?
Farmington really celebrates Christmas that week.
We do. And let me just add this. So we just had our Parks and Rec crews. They just finished putting all the lights up and everything in the Civic Center. And downtown, or I guess when this airs, it may have been a week or so ago. But it's going to be beautiful. So make sure you check that out. And then the tree lighting is at 6 o'clock at the Civic Center on the 29th.
So. And can we just like give another shout out? I'd love to do this to our Parks and Rec crew.
Yeah,
amazing,
sure.
The best there is.
Yes,
thank you for
too.
Everything you do year round, whether it's Christmas, in the summer. You just make Farmington beautiful all the time. So thank you very much to everybody
they
that does
amazing.
That.
Amazing. Yeah, I completely agree. All right, now Jamie,
parade.
Your favorite event of the year.
Parade.
It's Santa Claus, baby.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's go.
Parade. So, who doesn't love a parade? But this parade is an evening parade. It's the Christmas parade. And this year, our theme is a New Mexico Christmas, or Christmas in New Mexico. I can't remember exactly how we phrased it, but we really thought it would be fun if the floats and the theme were just around. We live in a very unique area mm-hmm. of the country. We have a real flavor, I mean, seriously, with chili, but we just have our art, our culture, ristras, luminaries. There's so many things about where we live that would be a wonderful Christmas parade. So anyway, that was our theme this year. And the parade is on Thursday, November 30th. So it's always the first Thursday after Thanksgiving, and it coincides with the Festival of Trees Family mm-hmm. Night, which is free to get into, by the way. Mm. So that way the people can finish the parade, and once Santa, our special guest Santa, comes down the street, they can head over to the Festival of Trees and participate in the Family Night. So that's why we have the parade when we do. Also, there's a lot of other events coming up in the area that we love, like the luminaries at San Juan College, the River Glow. And so those events are also scheduled, and so we have to make sure that we can coordinate with those events so everybody can get to everything and that crews aren't overloaded as well
sure.
with all of these things. So that's why the parade is in November this year. Last year it was in December. Just depends on how the calendar falls. But the parade begins at 5:30 p.m. and it travels east to west. So I usually tell people that it starts at Orchard Park Plaza. That isn't exactly accurate. The lineup is at the empty lot there at Butler mm-hmm. and Main, and that's where they come out. And so we have people lining the streets all the way up to basically the West Main Safeway.
Right.
And so, you know, that's where the parade route is. We take safety very seriously with this because it is a light parade. And so we do ask the people that have floats and entries not to throw out candy, but to hand the candy. And we want people to be safe. And we ask people that they don't sit on the roundabouts because, again, when these floats are going around and it's dark, we just want everybody to be safe and have a wonderful time. But that is our parade. I'm sure the weather will be perfect. And we always have a great turnout. So everyone loves a parade. And you are going to be our Grand Marshal again this year.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah. No,
well,
excited.
We appreciate it.
Always excited to be in the Christmas parade. And I believe at this point we've got our 70 spots filled and probably a waiting list for floats. So
that is correct.
And if you're watching this and you do have a float, just a reminder that the lineup starts at 4 p.m. And mm-hmm. that, again, is at the empty lot next to the KFC.
Yes.
And thank you to our volunteers who help line up everybody. I mean, for all of these events.
Events take a lot of people.
They do. Yes.
So thank you for those that are willing to help make events happen because we could use more of those type of people.
Right. Yes. And we encourage people, if they're interested in getting involved in these, to please contact Jamie.
Yes.
She would certainly be interested in bringing you on board. So right on. So I love the downtown Christmas parade. And then we get into River Glows. So River Reach Foundation each year puts on the River Glow.
Beautiful event.
We appreciate their partnership. This is going to be at the Animas River. There'll be luminarias, carolers, a live nativity that they have every year. And it starts at 6 p.m. on December 1st.
Yep.
Anything additional on that?
No, other than it is a beautiful event. And again, that involves a lot of crews and volunteers. Mm-hmm. And so that's another event to mark onto your calendar that is a beautiful family event. And that's been, you know, I remember the first year of that. It was very
well, probably feel like a few years ago, and it was probably a lot longer than we think, right?
But yeah, it was probably 20 years.
Yeah, I know, like, probably.
But it's
but it thank you, River Reach Foundation, for
it's
doing
such
that.
A neat venue for that. So
I think it's important too. I mean, most of these events are all free.
Yes,
I know. You know, that's a part that's really important, and it's a family-friendly event. You're going to have Santa there, the Grinch, lighted Christmas trees, hot chocolate, popcorn. You know, and the luminarias along the river, just they're just gorgeous.
Yes.
So, when you think about what Christmas was to you as a child, when it was really magical, you know, these are the kind of places that I want to see our community out, bringing your kids, because those are memories they're going to carry with them forever.
Great and memories for those people, yeah, and those families.
And we want them, obviously, to come back and live in Farmington for the rest of their
lives. For the rest of their lives.
But let's say they go to a community that doesn't have some of those things. Maybe they can help share what we've created here in those other communities.
Or maybe that's what brings them back one day. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that's what brings them back. Yeah. No doubt. Well, beautiful. So Riverglow, thank you, Riverfest. And then on December 2nd is the San Juan College Luminarias, which is another, you know, just local tradition.
Long-standing.
And takes hundreds of volunteer hours, maybe thousands of volunteer hours.
Thousands, I'm guessing.
To put together, how many?
I don't know what the count is these days.
Yeah,
but
it was something, I think I had the number last year.
And I think they do a giveaway of the luminaries afterwards, don't they?
I think
they?
You can just go pick them up, right?
Right. And
can't
then
you?
If, so if you want them for your home, you can't pick them up during the event. But
no,
yeah,
once the event's over.
Yes, I think so, because they don't want them just
I think that helps
waste.
Them with the cleanup, too.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, it is.
Pick up a luminary.
And you can drive this, obviously, but the way to really enjoy it is to walk it.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and you'll have people out there in their rollerblades or people on their bikes, and I mean, it is an incredible
view. I walked it
when
it was snowing too, and that was the peak of it. You know what I mean?
That's
just
awesome.
Everything all together.
Yeah. Magical. So it is magical. Again, that is San Juan College Luminarias, December 2nd, starting at 5 p.m. Bundle up and go and walk it, as opposed to just driving through it.
That's right.
So that's my goal this year. Two entrances on that. I do want to make sure we point this out. And again, go to farmingtonnm.org for more information. But there's going to be two sides that are open on this. And there's the Luminary drive-through experience, the free park and ride Luminary experience, Christmas music, stargaze, and Luminarias, Luminary events set up. I mean, you got to go to the website.
And that's the thing, when you walk it, you can get into the middle where they're having other things going on that you would miss if you drove through it.
Right, right.
And there it is, free Luminarias after the events. Did you know that you can help recycle and reuse the San Juan College Luminarias? After the event, the community is welcome to visit campus on Sunday from 2 to 9 and collect and take home the Luminarias. It says 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. I wonder if that's true.
Maybe.
That's pretty early in the morning.
Pretty early in the morning.
Get them out of the way. Well, you know, Mayor, I was thinking about the number, and I can't even imagine how many you put out, because when we did the event for Municipal League with the Luminarias this year, we put out almost 2,000 in that small space.
Right.
So the campus, that they're putting out a lot. So thank you, San Juan College.
Thank you, San Juan College.
Thank you, San Juan
and the volunteers
College.
That are filling and putting out those bags and lighting them.
Morning with Santa, December 9th. I don't know if you guys had this on your list, but I did.
I did not.
So at Sycamore Park Community Center, 9 a.m. on December 9th. Santa Claus will be there. It is $8 for that, just so you're aware. But just check out farmingtonnm.org for more information there. The Christmas lunch at the Bonnie Dallas Senior Center is on December 15th. I've got the menu here. Roast beef, sweet potatoes,
awesome.
Broccoli
Sounds
and cauliflower, Dutch apple pie.
Yum.
So that's from 11:30 to 1 p.m. on December 15th. The Nutcracker Magical Christmas Ballet going on at the Civic Center.
That
has been canceled.
Yeah, we left on there and put canceled so there wasn't confusion.
So yeah, check that off my list.
Yeah, I know, darn it, right? And that was on, I think, a situation that came up on the events end, but maybe next year.
Yes.
Maybe next year. And the last one I had, there's probably some other ones here, but last one I had on my list was the Happy Noon Year, which is going on at the Farmington Civic Center with E3 Children's Museum and Science Center. And you can come celebrate the new year at noon with the E3 Children's Museum and Science Center. There will be tons of activities to do while we wait for the countdown and balloon drop. Let's ring in the noon year.
I love
it.
So fun. Sherry's so fun.
I think that's when I want to celebrate, is at noon.
Right? Yeah. No, I think it's perfect. I probably need to show up for that.
She puts on here, just a warning, this event gets very loud during the balloon drop. So, right on.
Bring in the new year.
So many great events.
Yes.
Anything else?
Well, I do have a couple chamber related things. So we talked about Small Business Saturday. We all know about Black Friday. There's also Cyber Monday, which is November 27th. Mm-hmm. And that is typically the day where people go online and buy things online. But you can still do that locally. Reach out to these chamber members or small businesses that have websites, and you can still participate in Cyber Monday locally. So just keep that in mind. And it's crazy now. There's Black Friday, and there's Small Business Saturday, and there's Cyber Monday. It's hard to keep track of all
these
things.
And all those things start like way before the day, right?
So let's just,
we no longer just have days.
Just go shop locally all the time. And then, you know, I always just say every Saturday is Small Business Saturday, and it should be, because we need to support our businesses all year round, not just at the holidays.
Yeah.
We have a big Business After Hours coming up December 6th. This is a very popular Business After Hours that is back at the Courtyard by Marriott. So the Courtyard was under some remodeling for a while. And this event is sponsored by Kaiser Millennium Insurance Group in conjunction with Echo and the Courtyard by Marriott. So this event is back, and it's a very favorite one. It is December 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott. And it's a food drive for Echo, and it's one of their biggest food drives of the year. So thanks to Kaiser and their team, for every can of food you bring, you get a raffle ticket. And then they, so if you bring in 40 cans of soup, you're going to get 40 tickets. And then they'll be drawing tickets throughout the night. There's also food and drinks, and I think a DJ for dancing. And so this starts at 5 p.m. at the Courtyard by Marriott on December 6th. And if you want more information, just give us a call at the chamber or reach out to us, and we'll make sure that you know about it. But that, again, when the Courtyard was being remodeled, it kind of moved around. And then, of course, we were coming out of the COVID years. Mm-hmm. And so it's just great to have it back.
No, that was always in December, way back when Keith was there. Barbeau. And that was a tradition to have Business After Hours at the Courtyard in December.
So it is the first, I believe that is falling on the first Wednesday in December. So that is something else to look forward to in that SPAC. So I want to make sure I mention that, because it is an important food drive for Echo, and it's just fun too. So thanks to the team at Kaiser.
Yeah.
Awesome. We love them.
Well, there's, you know, you bring up a really important point on that as far as Echo goes. You know, there's a lot of folks that are in need of help, and there's a lot of organizations out there that's their mission, is to help those individuals who are, you know, and I think this is the great time of year to show your generosity and to share your blessings with others. And whether it's with Echo or it's Toys for Tots, or, you know, there's a lot of those drives that are going on throughout the community. And so we encourage you to take an opportunity. And if you're at one of the stores shopping local and you see an opportunity to buy a toy for another kid, I say go for it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then find a place.
And whatever is doable for yourself, right?
Right.
It all matters.
Yeah. Right.
It all matters.
Yeah.
It all adds up.
Yep. And we're going to be doing a toy drive. I haven't mentioned it too much yet because I'm still getting it organized. But our chamber offices are located at the Quality Center for Business at San Juan College. And we are going to be partnering with a local nonprofit that provides duffel bags full of items for kids who are being removed from their home. So it could be foster care, or even sometimes the schools know of families.
Right.
What they're really needing in those bags are small stuffed animals, brand new, but small, or plush toys. Sometimes they get big ones donated, which they appreciate, but those don't fit in those duffel bags, because there's also a lot of other items going in those bags.
Sure.
So we're going to be doing, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, a drop-off at our office, and we'll have some boxes out there. So we're talking the plush toys that are like this big, where's the camera, like that big, you know, cute, and they have to be new. But those really are appreciated by all the kiddos that get those bags. And so they just don't have enough items to get every bag. They're hoping to do 400 bags this year, and it's all donated. And it is a really neat program, because when I used to work at Child Haven, and I know sometimes when those kids were removed for their own protection, they just went out with nothing but what they had on. So now when they land at wherever it's going to be, they have this neat bag full of items, and one of those is a really nice stuffed animal. So we are going to be doing a drive on that. I'll be putting more out in our chamber newsletter starting after Thanksgiving. So if you're out shopping, and I love to buy stuffed animals, so I'm going to be, they're so cute and they're so soft. So anyway, we'll be collecting those. Yeah.
I literally, as a kid, my entire bed was stuffed animals.
Isn't that every kid?
Right. Yeah. And I bought stuffed animals for my kids all the time. And I sure hope people are still buying.
Right. Oh, well,
stuffed animals. It's not one of those things where you say you already have one.
That's right. No.
Right.
And they're so cute and they're so soft. And you can buy them locally. There's a lot of places Farmington. Even the museum has some really neat, great stuffed animals. And so if you can buy those locally when you're out, and then drop them by our offices. You can't get in on the weekends. The doors are closed. But other than that, we'll have some boxes there, and we are collecting those. So we're happy to do that for this particular nonprofit. It's my very own bag of love. That's the nonprofit. I couldn't think of it, but that's what they do.
All right.
So, yeah.
That's great.
Very cool.
Wonderful. Tawny, anything else?
No, visitation is still great.
Yeah?
Having people even this week in, out. Of course, the Bisti. I love the Bisti. And our Farmington Only campaign has just done really well. It's fun to get those calls. People are saying, you've been trying to court us all summer, and here we're coming. We want that date. So it's been fun. And I think some fun things to talk about in 24. Maybe I can come back some point.
Yes.
We can chat about some,
I would love that.
Some things once things are developed to the point of talking about them.
Always
but
welcome back.
Yeah, really exciting. Wonderful. Yeah.
Well, I will tell you, I have seen more out-of-state license plates over the past few months than maybe any other time. And I'm talking like this morning was North Carolina.
Yeah.
Had a mountain bike on top of his car. And I'm like, North Carolina with a mountain bike. So
that's great.
Is he here visiting just to ride the trails? Has he moved here now and he's riding the trails?
Right.
But no, I think it's incredibly exciting to
We love to look at license plates.
Yeah.
That's our tip in our office. So if anybody's getting frustrated with traffic or whatever, just look at the plates. You see the out-of-state plates, and you know that's money coming into your community. It gives you a little bit more patience.
So sure.
That's right.
Yeah, I know.
That's the economy doing its thing, right?
And then we got Main Street paved before Christmas.
Yes.
Oh,
so
good job.
Wonderful.
So before
nice
Black Friday.
Yes. Small business Saturday.
We were a little worried about that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, ladies, for joining us here. And there's a lot of other events taking place that are listed on FarmingtonNM.org, not just the ones that we talked about. A lot of great organizations, businesses, et cetera, that are hosting events this holiday season. So make sure you're paying attention to that. And by the way, it's Thanksgiving week, so happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. I am very thankful to live in this community and have all the wonderful people and events and special time of year
it
to
is
be in Farmington.
So. We're all very blessed.
Yes,
yeah,
we are. Thank
for
you
sure
for having us on
yes,
today.
Yes, thank you. It's always fun to see you guys and talk about these things.
Yes. Well, we hope you enjoyed the show today and get out there this holiday season. Create special memories for you and your families and participate. Get involved. Help these organizations out who are hosting these events because they need our help. So
invite a friend or two from out of town.
Right.
Come check it out.
It's like coming to church. You bring a friend to church.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time here on The Mayor's Table.